Yo, guys, do you ever feel like confused because in some areas of your life you're extremely competent and successful, but then in other areas of your life you feel like, you're just completely dysfunctional and helpless? Well, if so, you're not alone, and it's probably because you are applying the wrong skill set to the problem. And I want to tell you a little bit about this today. And I'll kick it off with like a story because I was working with a client one-on-one yesterday, and he was dealing with this issue. And when I kind of, told him what was going on, he was dumbfounded. So, quick backstory: he's a very competent professional, works a high-paying job, and does really well there. But he had like these issues internally with some building certain kinds of habits. He had some really bad habits, some vices, and stuff like that that were really screwing him up. You could call them addictions almost. And this was really preventing him from, one, moving forward in his life in other areas. But then, two, it was preventing him from even being able to enjoy the success that he was garnering in his career. And he was very frustrated because he's like, what the heck? Why can I do all of this stuff and do it so well? But then when it comes to this stuff, I'm just completely, failing. Well, the key that I kind of shared with him was that there are two kinds of challenges that you're going to face on the road to becoming the man that you want to be. All right. The first kind of challenge is engineering challenges. And these are like logical puzzles. It's like, all right, what's the best way to do this thing? What are the practical actions that will, produce the results that I want? And, this is something that's difficult to figure out in life sometimes. You don't know. You're going to have to go through trial and error. You're going to have to do research and figure things out, okay? But that's not all of the problems that you're going to face in life. The other kind of problem is what I would call conditioning challenges. All right. And a conditioning challenge is when it's really more about, all right, you need to drive specific adaptations in yourself. And these adaptations, they could be mental, emotional, or physical, but they require you to face discomfort. Okay. And so in his case, he was very skilled at solving engineering problems. Okay. He had like this, rational, systematic mind. He could kind of, figure it out and do stuff like that. But the problem was he was applying that skill set to his bad habits. And habits in general, those are actually more conditioning problems. Yes, there is an engineering component. Like, so for example, like if you have a well-designed diet and workout plan, you can minimize the amount of discomfort that you're going to have to face in order to, lose weight and gain muscle. But you can't completely engineer it out, at least in most cases. In most cases, like if you want to really just get in shape and you don't want to spend forever and $1 million on supplements and coaching and all kinds of stuff like that, then really, it's just a conditioning problem of learning how to face the discomfort of the adaptation process, right? It's like go to the gym, lift weights, it's gonna feel uncomfortable, and then go home and, eat healthy, and it's gonna feel uncomfortable. And maybe sometimes you're gonna be hungry a little bit if you're trying to lose weight, right? And it's the block isn't some, figuring out the complex answer. It's just about will you face the discomfort or not? And so that's what like he was missing, is that he was looking at this process of trying to quit his bad habits as a engineering problem. He was trying to, like, every time he would feel upset, he would feel these negative emotions come up, he would feel these cravings and that sort of thing. He was viewing it as if he was doing something wrong. Because in an engineering framework, well, if there's friction, if there's resistance, if the system's getting jammed up, then yeah, that's a sign of a problem. And then you got to go in, you got to tinker, and you got to fix it. But in a conditioning problem, often the discomfort is the key, right? Like if you think about, like, you guys ever seen Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? He's in there bodybuilding and he's like focusing on the pump. He's trying to make that discomfort. That's actually what he's aiming for because he knows that discomfort that he's creating is driving the adaptation that he's looking for, which in that case is bigger muscles. And so, like, that's what you got to recognize, is that sometimes in life, the discomfort actually is what you want. And in order to bear this discomfort, you need to have the right mindset. You need to invite it in. You need to submit to the discomfort. You need to, be open to it. And when you start realizing this, it's like you see that there's a lot of mistakes people make in terms of, like, trying to reach high performance. It's like they're trying to just push through discomfort or engineer away from discomfort. And in some cases, that might be useful and be helpful. And I'm not saying don't do that ever. But really, if you want to reach high performance as quickly as possible, you're going to have to learn how to embrace discomfort, right? Not force through it, surrender to it. And this is like the heart of, I would say, masculine strength. It's like you look at the yin yang symbol, you know, you got the yang part, which is like the masculine, you know, powerful side. It's got a little dot of black in there. It's got, that's what's saying is that at the core of dominance, essentially, there must be submission. Meaning like if you want to be completely dominant in your actions, you must learn how to become submissive to your goals and your values. Okay. And it's this submission. We also need to take that toward discomfort. That's really what we're submitting to, is we're submitting to the price. You know, every single thing that you want to accomplish in life, there is a finite amount of pain that you will have to experience. Okay. And so like you think of it as like this bucket of pain soup. And if you eat all that pain soup, well, guess what? You will succeed. Right. And so learning that, like, you need to have both these things in place. You need to have this engineering mindset. You got to solve the problems. But then you need to have this conditioning mindset of like, hey, I need to become stronger. I need to drive adaptation. As long as you take both of those to battle with you, you're never really going to get stuck. Because, you know, if you get stuck in one area, usually some of the other area is going to solve it. Like, you can't find a perfect engineering solution to something. Well, then brute force it a little bit. Face the discomfort. Okay. If the discomfort starts becoming too great, well, guess what? You probably need to be a little bit smarter and apply more of that engineering mentality. All right. So that's pretty much what I have for you guys today. Also wanted to throw in here that I am now actually taking new coaching clients who, you know, and I can help you solve these sorts of problems. I've got a new coaching program that I'm putting out. And so if you're interested potentially in working with me one-on-one, well then click the link below and fill out an application. So that's what I have for you. Ooh, yeah. See you in the next one.